Talk Live. We kick off Hour 3 of the Monday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing the discussion about immigration. Why? Because people don't get it. I think we just need to keep talking about it, and we will, because people keep bringing it up anyways. But we need to keep talking about it so maybe some people can get it through their heads that asking for enforcement of the immigration laws is going to bring us down the road to a police state. In fact, we're already on that road. Many people would already argue that we're in a police state, but it's going to bring us further and further to the point where we're going to have checkpoints in the streets. We're going to have people raiding businesses. This is happening now. It's going to be happening more. We had a story last hour about several business owners that have been arrested and are now going to be charged with so-called crimes for harboring the illegals. We're going to get to the point where you as a business person are going to if you are a business person, are going to have to check any new potential employee out with the federal government. They're already talking about this. The program exists. It's just being done voluntarily at first. They're going to make it a mandatory program for all businesses in America. If you want to live in a police state, then that's your business. But subjecting me and the rest of the people in America that care a little bit about freedom to a police state, absolutely unacceptable. Unfortunately, it's totally acceptable to Avon Park, Florida. What's going on, Torgo?
Well, Avon Park Mayor Tom Macklin's proposed immigration ordinance already starting to cause some problems for agriculture, local business, things
okay.
like that. The Avon Park Chamber of Commerce discussed the pending city ordinance that aims to make English the city's official government language and would fine or deny business permits for those who do business with illegal immigrants, not who hire. But
who do business with. Oh, wow.
So if you own a store.
Right, a convenience store.
Right, and you sell a pack of cigarettes to someone who's in the country illegally.
Holy crap.
You could be fined.
Oh, my gosh.
Silly.
Yep.
No, that's not silly. That's stunning.
Well, it's silly because they can't. They just don't have enough people to enforce this. I mean, they might as well just go ahead and arrest close down every business in town. Because they're all going to violate this rule in some manner or another.
Well, maybe what this will be used for, and we're going to get more details here, but maybe what I'm speculating now, what this will be used for is to attack businesses on a political basis.
Right.
So, for instance, if the mayor doesn't like a certain person, doesn't like his business, wants to run him out of town, you just set up a little immigrant sting. You send in somebody without identification. He doesn't check the ID to see if he's legal or not. I mean, who knows what sort of requirements they're going to place on businesses here. He doesn't check the ID, so he's fine. We're going to pull his license next year. This is crazy. Continue, Torgo. What else do we have?
Okay, now, the executive director of their Chamber of Commerce says, our official position is we're not going to support it as it is written because it has already had a negative impact on the businesses which we represent.
Mm.
The legislation has not been passed, it hasn't been voted on, and it's already starting to cause a problem in
wow.
the area. For example, what? Hispanic fruit pickers are already leaving the area, whether they're legal or illegal
Jeez.
Residents, and they're not likely to be coming back.
Whether they're legal or illegal, I think that's an important point, is that a lot of these laws that you're seeing passed around the country and being proposed and passed are going to affect the legal immigrants as well. Like those guys that were arrested down in the barbershop up in Ohio for just being nearby and illegal.
Well, and don't forget that their families may be, part of their families may be illegal. So, you know, somebody in their family might be, and they're like, you know, I'd rather stick with my brother than live here. I'm gone.
Sure. Or how about the kids? How about the legal children of these immigrants
sure.
when their parents get sent home, get sent back to their former countries?
Oh, well, then those kids get to go into foster care.
Oh,
that's great.
Okay.
So they'll have parents.
What was I thinking?
You know, their mom and dad will be Mr. and Mrs. the state,
yeah.
which is good.
And they'll beat them.
Oh, right. Probably twice a day, which is what a good kid needs.
So legal immigrants are leaving already.
Yep, and major citrus growers are either threatening to boycott business in the city, or they're already doing so.
Really?
Yeah, Gene Mooney, someone who's quoted here, works for a fruit company who owns acres and acres of citrus groves near Avon Park. In fact, the land where Walmart plans to build a super center was sold to that company by the by Ben Hill Griffin, by the fruit company here. And he says, if we pass the ordinance the way it is, then Walmart's not coming to this area. So, you know, if if they pass this ordinance that says that you can be fined for doing business with an illegal immigrant, Walmart, who has purchased all of this land and is going to bring lots of revenue
right.
and lots of jobs and lots of economic stability to the community of Avon Park, won't come in.
Really? Okay, so I misunderstood you at first, and now I think I'm getting what you're saying. The guy that's talking
sold the land
already,
to Walmart.
So the deal's done.
Yeah.
For a second there, I thought like he could pull the deal and cancel the deal, but it's actually Walmart who's apparently committed to not build their store in the event of this law passing?
Right. Right.
Well, good for Walmart.
Let's see. Another person says, we do a lot of business in Avon Park, and I don't want us to adversely affect those businesses because of any conflict with any of our labor who might be in conflict with this immigration ordinance, you know? Because if they have workers who may or may not be illegal immigrants, their workers can now cause problems for other businesses. So,
by possibly threatening their livelihood.
Right, exactly. So it's just...
You know, every business is going to have to hire somebody who specializes in, immigration status for their employees. I mean, what happens if your worker has a green card when they start, but the green card expires...
Should be checking it monthly.
Yeah, I guess you should. The green card expires while they're working for you, and now they're illegal, and they didn't feel like going and going through
sure.
all the bureaucracy. It happens all the time. Now I have an illegal alien working for me. I mean, God, it's so complicated.
All right, let's talk about the existing impact that this one small ordinance is already having on this town.
Right.
There are workers that are leaving the town that are not going to be coming back. Major citrus growers are boycotting the town and boycotting any businesses in the town.
Right.
Walmart, which is supposed to be coming in, may potentially not show up. Local businesses, for example, another business they talk about here is a company that sells tires for all of the tractors that these citrus growers use.
Okay.
Well, they've now lost three of their biggest clients, and they don't know how they're going to survive because those citrus growers are no longer doing business with any of the businesses
wow.
inside of Avon Park.
And it's all to try to solve this perceived problem, this problem we didn't have 3 years ago. No one even thought about this thing.
Right.
This perceived problem that the politicians have whipped us all up into about, oh my God, there's illegal people in the country. They don't have their proper paperwork to be here. They're taking jobs and they don't speak English real good and they don't work for very much. I mean, come on, people.
And here are the consequences. I mean, what Torgo just outlined there was the economy of Avon Park and the surrounding areas essentially taking a big dump.
Yep. Here we go. Here's another one. Mike Colbert owns Collision 64, a body shop on the outskirts of Avon Park.
On Highway 64?
Probably. He lost a customer from Wachula on Thursday after he had given him an estimate on the work that needed to be done on the automobile. His wife wouldn't let me do the work because I'm in Avon Park. Even though I'm not in the city limits, my address says Avon Park on it.
That was good enough
good
for them.
Enough.
She doesn't want anything to do with Avon Park because of that ordinance, and so I can't do the work on this man's car.
Wow.
You know, I was yesterday. I was in line at Walgreens, and there was a Mexican guy behind me, and I never get the chance to torture Hispanic people with my awful Spanish. So I was talking to him.
No, you just do it to us.
Well, usually white people are pretty impressed by my Spanish.
Right. He sounds like he might know a foreign language.
But you know, I think a Hispanic person might feel more comfortable around you if you did something like
that. Well, we had a little talk. I asked him, hey, so where are you working? And he builds trailers here mm-hmm. in town, and so he's a manual labor guy, and he was buying some stuff for his kid, for his daughter, just some bath toys and
yeah.
that kind of thing. And, so he asked me where I worked, and I said, I do a radio show. And he's like, mucho dinero. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about all that. And he's like, white people make a lot of money. Mexicans don't make a lot of money. And, it was interesting to hear him talking about mm-hmm. how it was for him being in this country. And he knows he's a second-class citizen. Do we really want to create that? Obviously, we're not keeping them out. Do we want to create that kind of animosity with people? I don't think I would.
Well, the animosity's there.
It is.
It's there by these zealot xenophobes that are just foaming at the mouth to kick people out of this country.
I told him that the country that I live in, I don't want that to be the case, that people are discriminated on based on, who they are, where they're from, I said.
Well, I think that the other thing that Torgo's revealed in this article is a possible solution to this problem, and we'll explore that a little bit more. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. Over 700 pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and edit pretty much anything that you see. You can add to it, delete from it, but so can everyone else. So see what I mean by going to the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Torgo, you're sharing with us a story out of Avon Park, Florida, about a law that has it been passed yet or is being proposed?
No, it's a proposed ordinance.
Okay, a proposed ordinance that's going to ban any business person from even dealing with immigrants, illegal immigrants.
Right. You can be fined or have your business permit revoked for doing business with an illegal immigrant.
And there was one other part to it. It was just basically going to ban them from the area or something?
No, it was making English the official language of business
right.
in the city.
Okay. So what has happened?
I'm sorry, the official government language in the city.
So what has happened as a result of this, just being proposed, is that immigrants, both legal and illegal, have started leaving the area. So some of the fruit jobs that are out there, the orange-picking jobs...
Which is a big deal in Avon Park.
Yeah, those businesses are being harmed because their employees are leaving, which is resulting in the orange groves and some of the other businesses essentially boycotting the city itself, boycotting every business within city limits. Even though the businesses may or may not have agreed with the mayor's intentions,
they can put pressure.
Yeah, the fact is they're there and their business is hurting might pressure the mayor to not do this.
Right, and there are even businesses that aren't within the city limits that are being boycotted because they're in an unincorporated area, and so they have an Avon Park mailing address.
Right, they might be involved in some way. So
right, exactly.
You know, that's the way these sort of things go, though. I mean,
they don't technically fall under the jurisdiction of the mayor of Avon Park, and that law, that ordinance wouldn't apply to them, but their mailing address says Avon Park. And so people see those words and they don't want to deal with it.
Good enough for the boycott. I find this interesting.
Now, about being in the unincorporated areas, I've been in unincorporated areas of town and I just changed the name of, you know, I'm not really in a city, so I just changed the name of the town. As long as you got the zip code right, it doesn't matter.
That's good. All right.
You know, I lived in Edgeville. Big deal.
Right, so, there you go.
So
Mark Edgeville.
I've done it.
And it actually works?
Absolutely. I mean, I've gotten mail back in Edgeville.
Wow.
I had one lady who I was talking to from a credit card company, she's like, oh, your last name's the same as the one in the town. And I'm like, yeah, my grandfather founded it. She's like, oh, you must be important. I'm like, no, I'm not important.
So when we move, we could make Free Talk Live be in Free Talk Liveville.
Only if you're not inside of a city.
See, the thing about that, where I grew up, it was actually legitimate. Everywhere, my grandparents lived on Wolf Road, and Wolf is my last name. So it was, you know, everybody would be like, Mr. Wolf on Wolf Road, and it was actually named after my family. So I got to say it. You're just a liar.
Yeah, I am. All right. Well, somebody just named a town, whatever they named it.
Right. Oh, right? I know.
So I was thinking about the immigration situation, what's going on in Avon Park, and seeing this as sort of a success for those of us who are on the side of immigrants and freedom and allowing people to come and go as they please. I mean, it's not really a success, but at least they're fighting it. The boycott, I think, is really powerful in this case. I mean, it may actually end up changing the city's mind if indeed there's a large segment of the population that's willing to boycott all of the services in the city of Avon Park. I don't know how effective this would be in a more northern community like the Pennsylvania town that essentially instituted similar laws recently. I don't remember which one it was, but Hazleton, Pennsylvania is what it was. I don't know if it'll have that same effect there, but apparently there was a large influx of immigrants there, which is why they instituted those laws. So if they engage in a boycott, maybe again this will help turn things around.
Well, you know,
maybe
if
they'll realize how powerful
if they're made
people
to feel
are.
Made to feel unwelcome, then obviously there's going to be a boycott because they'll leave.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Are there a few more details on this, Torgo?
There's just some quotes from some people here in the city, but, you know, someone making some good points. Someone here says, migrant workers may get a $400 paycheck and send $200 of that back to Mexico. But the other $200 they spend right here on groceries and gasoline. He says, I'm sick of everyone saying they send all the money they earn back home. They pay the same as everybody else. They pay the same taxes. They, you know, their dollars are the same here as anyone else's.
Right. When they spend money in Avon Park gets a percentage of that sales tax.
Yep. But someone else in the town has warned that passing the Illegal Immigration Act has the potential to bankrupt the city of Avon Park with lawsuits on the constitutionality and by business owners who may be affected by having to become experts on whether or not
right.
the documentation they get from their workers is official. You know,
yeah,
now
crazy.
They've got to hire a staff of, you know, document checkers, or they've got to buy special software, or they've got to pay
classes.
Take classes. They've got to do something that's going to cost them more and hurt their business.
You know, the government just loves to give business owners crap to do that does not include doing their darn business.
Right.
I mean,
providing
please,
the product or services they set out to.
I'm just trying to do my business here. Stop making me fill out all this paperwork and do all these things and say these proper words and, oh, God, just stop it, people.
And so here's the last statement I want to read here. Says, this is another resident of the town who says, if your local law goes against federal law, the state can revoke the charter of our city. We could find ourselves under county government overnight. I'd like to thank Mayor Tom Macklin for destroying our hometown.
Wow.
I think most people that are in favor of this only see the English language issue. They see it as a patriotism issue.
Right.
They don't understand the importance of immigrant labor to the economy of this area.
Nor do they understand the importance of freedom.
No, not at all. But I'm glad that there's somebody who is high-ranking in the Chamber of Commerce in that city who is speaking up and going, no, this is wrong and it has to stop.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Serge.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you earlier bringing up, well, very shortly bringing up the New York blackout issue that we have up here. I was actually on Friday, I took the 7 train, the subway, through one of the areas that was affected. You know, they managed to get power to the L, but not to the people who live there.
Okay.
And it was, you know, people were out doing things, and people were still, you know, hanging on their stoops because they didn't have anything to do.
Right.
But there were, you know, it was relatively in the evening, and there was just no lights on anywhere.
Okay.
It was Con Edison, had the power company we have here,
right,
has managed to, you know, get service to everywhere else in the city, but not to Queens.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it is even though Con Edison is a company, they're nowhere near voluntarily funded because they have so many sweetheart deals with the city government and state government, too, that if you have a home here in New York, you're going to get your power from Con Edison, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you're either going to go off the grid and get solar panels and all that stuff, or you're going to get your power from Con Edison.
You have actually analyzed it very well, Serge. The term you're looking for is a government-approved monopoly.
Essentially.
Yeah, because...
No, it is.
It is. It's the next worst step. I mean, the worst of the worst would be to actually have the government providing power.
Which you could expect rolling blackouts at all times.
Very
right.
True. I cannot imagine a City of New York Power Corporation.
But that is basically what you have. I mean, because it is just a step below the government actually providing the power is a monopoly approved by the government. Because, like you said, you can't choose an alternative power company. In fact, since you bring it up, thank you, Serge. We appreciate the call. We'll get into some of the details on this blackout that's now going on 2 weeks in New York. It's actually the first time we've covered it here on Free Talk Live. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Allows you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you on our website for free at freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Serge in New York a moment ago. He's just outside of the city. I think he's just a few minutes outside of the city, and so he's kind of close to this blackout situation that has been going on there for about 2 weeks at this point. And this, according to the Associated Press, this is the latest. I've been following it throughout the weekend, bringing you the freshest news here. About 12,000 to 16,000 people entered their second week without electricity in Queens today, a large improvement over the 100,000 affected during the height of the power outage. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor, said at a briefing that between 3,000 and 4,000 Con Edison customers remained without electricity on Monday morning. A customer can represent anything from a single-family home to an entire apartment building, roughly translated to four individuals per so-called customer. Bloomberg said Con Edison expected to make so-called big progress today. The Office of Emergency Management Commissioner said that they're doing a good job, and he encouraged residents to support the workers and say hello to them. On Sunday, some political leaders placed a utility at fault for the outage and called on Con Edison to make restitution to residents and argued that utility officials should face consequences. Quote, when the lights went out, that was just the tip of the iceberg. Since then, Con Ed has misled the public about the severity of the situation, failed to grasp that we're in a crisis, and shown no plan to put the power back on and ensure the health and the safety of the people in Queens. What are they going to do?
Politicians do love crises.
Right. Crisis or crisis?
Crises.
What are
crises?
They?
Crises.
Crises. Crises. What are they going to do? Fine Con Ed?
No.
What are they?
Even if they do, they still got the sweetheart deal of providing power.
Right. Utilities officials are going to face consequences? What kind of consequences? They argue that the CEO should resign over his handling of the Queen's blackout, which at peak affected 100,000 people. Asked to respond to the criticism, the CEO said, I'm now focused exclusively on restoration. When a group of Queens political leaders urged Governor Pataki to designate the zone without power a disaster area, making it eligible for federal aid, a spokeswoman for the governor said the utility should be financially responsible. You know, the fact is, as Serge pointed out,
This utility has a monopoly deal. It is the only option for power in New York City. If the power goes out, you can't switch to another option. There's nobody, there's no competitor waiting and with bated breath for you to give them a call to say, you know what, it's time you come over and hooked up my power. I'm sick of Con Ed. I'm sick of their shoddy service. Please come over and give our house power. You can't do it. There's just not the option. And it's not the fault of Con Ed. It's the fault of the city for giving its residents a raw deal.
Yeah. I mean, really, the city has no business telling the residents that they can't have power service. I mean, using its laws and its guns to prevent other companies from providing power to its citizens. It's wrong.
And the city sits in a nice little position because the city and all of its officials can sit there and say, well, it's not our fault. It's Con Ed. It's all Con Ed. Blame Con Ed. It's an evil corporation, and they're preventing you from having power. You should hate Con Ed. But you'll still have to pay their bill next month when power comes back on.
And we'll continue to let them provide power to you.
Yeah, it's a nice situation for the city to be in. No responsibility on their part, even though it is their responsibility for preventing competition.
And, you know, the very best situation that anyone could imagine is the city switching the deal to some other power company, singularly, and then they'd provide the service, and they provide the same crappy service.
Right, because they would inherit the same infrastructure.
Right.
Oh, I feel so sorry for those people. But I also feel sorry for everyone else in America. Because how many of us, and if there's anyone out there that has access to more than one power company, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what it's like. Because we don't have that here in Florida. Where we're doing the show from, we've got one choice. And that's the way it is for most people in America.
Yeah, there are some small areas in the state of Florida where you have more than one option. But
really?
But there are very few and far between. The majority of the places, you got one, and that's it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's real American. Mandatory one power company. The only other option you have is to set up, as you pointed out before, solar panels, wind power, water, set up your own house off the grid, essentially.
Get a diesel generator and do the French fry oil thing.
And that takes money up front. You've got to have cash in order to set up a deal like that.
A lot.
And so, therefore, most people are excluded from that. And they are stuck with the government monopoly. It's unacceptable.
And space. It's not like you're going to be able to do that in your condo.
1-800-259-9231. Good point. We're going to the phones. You can take control of the airways and bring up anything to Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Dead Meat.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Howdy. Hey, man.
I want to bring the show back to its original FM roots here and talk a little bit about some relationship trouble.
Oh, good.
What's yours up? Or other people's?
This would be mine in particular.
What's up?
Now, I have this person that I'm interested in, and, I'm really not sure what move to make next because, you know, I've seen the person over a few times. I've made some kind of advancements, you know, holding hands, maybe even nibbling on the ear a little bit, making some provocative comments, but...
You know, I think I've actually been there for that. I think I was with you guys, the two of you at one point.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong there, Torgo, but didn't you also see a little reciprocation in that? I mean, you know, I think maybe I'm getting mixed signals here. I'm kind of a positive signal, maybe being brushed off just a little bit.
I would say
that the person in question did reciprocate a little bit. I definitely didn't fight you off.
Definitely not. I think they kind of liked it, but they didn't want to show.
Wait, let me see if I... Now, I'm being an outside party here, I was not here for this. I don't know what's going on. You were at... where were you guys?
We were at, a nice little small cozy bar, you know, just
okay,
relaxing
and
having a few drinks.
This isn't the first time that you saw this... was it a lady or a man?
That's kind of a touchy subject, so we'll just kind of keep it as a well-groomed individual.
Yes, a well-groomed individual.
You know what I'd like to say here?
What is that, Mark?
You two are gay, and if you touch me again, Dead Meat, I'm going to put a restraining order on you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, we weren't going to reveal you, Mark. I mean,
right, exactly.
I knew it was you.
And you know what? I will have to say, Mark, I didn't see you batting his hands away.
No.
What are you talking about?
You were holding hands with Dead Meat?
What are you talking about?
Getting
when
felt up a little?
When I touched his leg and when I nibbled on his
it's
ear.
It's weird. The guy's just weird. You're nibbling my foot.
Thanks for the call, Dead Meat. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Did he really nibble on his... Were you looking at the time?
I didn't see that particular part, but
as
there
though
was.
He's going to admit to it, right?
Right, but there was some fondling and grabbing going on.
Yeah, like he kept on touching my knee under the table. It was really, really weird.
Well, it was a strange experience.
And to be fair, Mark did hold his hand.
What are you talking about?
But I think it was just to keep it off of his knee.
You know, Mark, you
not saying where he ended up putting it. I'm just saying to keep it off of his knee.
To Dead Meat's credit, Mark is going through a divorce at the moment, and
he is a lonely man with finely buffed nails.
You know, he's very lonely.
Dead Meat's like 250 and not fat. I mean, this is a big, big, big dude.
Yeah, he is a well muscled, stocky kind of guy.
It is a frightening experience to have him touching me under the table. Let me tell you.
All right, let's go.
Oh, man.
We got calls rolling in here. We got to get to them. Let's talk to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, I just want to make a couple comments about immigrants taking money home.
Yeah.
One thing I would ask is, should we track the money? I mean, how are you going to be able to track dollar bills going across the border? And what kind of bribes are going to happen at the border?
I don't think they want to do that. They just want to throw them all out. I mean, forget about tracking the money. They just want to throw them all out of the country.
Right, but if you ask them these serious questions, they're not going to be able to back it up.
That's true.
And have a plan. And here's another thing, is if we are going to track money, and we're probably going to have to track mail, and all the mail that goes to Mexico and Canada and every bag that goes across the border. And
I've never heard anyone come out with that objection. I mean, we know they've complained about it before, but no one's ever suggested they be prevented from sending that. Though I suppose it's not too far off.
They figure they can take care of the problem by just getting rid of them all. As though we've been able to get rid of drugs.
Right. They just want to build the wall and throw them all out of the country. Thanks for the call, Corey. 800-259-9231. Toll free. You can take control even in the remaining moments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that everything is totally free, whether it be the bulletin board system, the archives, live streaming, and more. We give it all away. Now, what do we ask in return? Your voluntary support. We've created a program called AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the point is that we ask you for $3 a month. We're just asking. You give us $3 a month, we turn it around into promotion for the show. We get the show on more radio stations around the country. We get it on more people's internet connections around the world. So if you like the idea of spreading the message of freedom and liberty, this is the best way to do it. $3 a month, that's a cup of coffee. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get the details. You'll learn about, for instance, some of the perks you'll get as an amplifier. You'll get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. Just a few bonuses that we tantalize you with. But the real reason to do it is to get the message of freedom out. It's working. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And we return to the phone calls. This is a show about your calls, so let's talk to Charlie in New Mexico. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Charlie.
So I just moved out here from Texas, and in Texas we had the unmonopolized power delivery, but it wasn't completely private.
Are you talking directly into your phone?
Yes, I am talking directly into my cell phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. So go ahead.
So we were able to choose the power provider, and in the time after they quote-unquote privatized it, new companies popped up. Like, you could choose if you wanted a renewable power company, if you wanted to pay a little more, and new services popped up. But the transmission of power was still monopolized, so if your power went out, you were still SOL.
Huh.
Yeah.
Right. An unusual situation.
Well, no, it's... I can see it's difficult to get all those lines. If you can imagine, to get power to someone's house, you have to have these big power lines.
Yeah.
And usually they string them through the air on power poles. Sometimes they bury them in the ground. But if you have competing companies delivering power, it can make it a little difficult getting all those different lines up there in order for them each to individually deliver power. So different companies will use the same lines and then rent the lines and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how it was. It was mostly the same. Where it was different is you could pick renewable power, or people had new services like some companies had where you could pay the same amount all year long and it wouldn't fluctuate during the summer or the winter.
Really?
And before it got, quote, privatized, you didn't have those options.
Wow. So yeah. That's pretty interesting. So you could kind of like roll the dice and essentially pay a one-time fee for an entire year's worth of service?
It was like a floating average. Like, instead of paying three times as much in the summer because of all the AC you used, you maybe only used half as much.
I see.
So, and you just kind of evened it up.
Gotcha. Well, very cool, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for the info, Charlie. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on... Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Or Glenn.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Hey, I live in one of those cities where they have a monopoly on all kinds of things. Not only water and sewer, but electric and garbage, and now they want citywide Wi-Fi. And
citywide Wi-Fi?
Yeah. But just the strange things that go on here, like our garbage, costs twice as much to dispose of as if we had a private garbage company.
Now, how do you know? Have you ever had a private garbage company?
No, well, it was reported in the paper, and the reason why is the city used to contract out to a private company for recyclables.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the private company would only recycle those things for which it was profitable
right.
to recycle, right?
Which is pretty much just aluminum cans.
Right. Well, and glass and a few other things. But that wasn't good enough for the city, so they built a multi-million-dollar recycling center,
mm-hmm.
fired the private company, and now our rates are twice what they should be.
Wow.
Because they try to recycle as much as they can, even if it's not profitable.
Right, even if they're doing it in the red. Doesn't
right,
matter.
Right.
It's not our
right.
money.
And then our city council, with our power, they had to let a contract to purchase additional power beyond what they can generate. And the contract was going to go to a company that generates it through coal. We actually had a city council member vote no on it because it was coal generation, because she's a green person.
Right.
Right. You know, so all of our power and everything is all controlled by politics.
Of course.
It's all controlled by politics.
You know, I was watching...
Who cares what we have to pay?
By the way, since you're...
politically correct.
Since you're kind of paying attention to the recycling situation, you will probably really enjoy, I don't know if you've seen it, Penn and Teller's BS. It's available on DVD the past couple seasons. It's a show that goes on the Showtime Network on a once-a-week basis. And they did a great episode about recycling, and they just destroyed it. They pointed out that most of the things you recycle are not profitable, as you mentioned, and they said that essentially that all the recycling programs are is essentially a jobs program by the city. It's a program to tax everyone a certain amount and provide just a few bureaucrats with something to do. And that's all it amounts to. It's just busy work.
Real quick on this Wi-Fi thing. I managed to square my way into a city commission, and this is before that city commission that I'm on. So it's real interesting. They're talking about, well, how are we going to do this? And I tried to change the conversation to, well, why? What are the reasons for the season for the city to do this? And nobody could come up with anything. It's just, it's the city should.
It sounds like a good idea.
Does everything else. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no thought whatsoever into why. Why should the city do this?
So is there any chance of stopping it?
I don't know. I'm in a position where I can try to talk about reason, but who knows what will happen.
You know, I know a place where you're going to be either you'll be able to or very shortly you'll be able to get people who will agree with you on this subject to come with you to these sort of city council meetings, and that place is the Free State Project. Because it seems to me nobody's ever going to listen to me on my trash collection issue or my cable company
as
issue.
As right as you are.
You know, and nobody's going to say, it just makes perfectly good sense to them that I've got to pay $4,000 a year in property taxes. It's all right. He just has to pay it.
I'm already there. I'm already signed up. So.
Cool.
Awesome.
So,
we'll
I don't
see
know
you there.
When yet, but I'll be there.
Thanks, Glenn. See you there. Thank
all
you.
Right.
800-259-9231. Let's go to John in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo, Mark. Hello, John.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I got something to just totally freak you out. So I'm gonna attempt to take over your show, but I'm gonna take it over where you guys have a free opportunity to respond. Here's something
imagine
to consider. Here's something to consider regarding Israel. They're suggesting that because Israelis have been kidnapped, they're justified in punishing the infrastructure, for example, in Lebanon.
Okay.
And they say, well, because these people are connected to Hezbollah. Well, the Israeli government has a great many people kidnapped in prison without any evidence against them. In fact, as Perez was saying on Larry King the other day, they were prepared to release tons of these guys who are behind bars without any evidence against them. So in my mind, Israel is saying that you would be justified in attacking their civilian populace because their government has refused to defend the interests of those innocent people they're holding captive. Now, the problem is people say, well, that means you're against you should attack Jewish people. And I go, no. I go, the Israeli government isn't a Jewish state. A Jewish state, the religion itself, dictates by a very simple edict, is that you treat other people as you would wish to treat yourself. So you wouldn't put innocent people behind bars, you wouldn't steal an innocent person's home, and you wouldn't indiscriminately target people on the roads as they're doing, who are driving trucks. They say, well, it could have been a Hezbollah missile carrier, but, or it could have been an American fleeing the scene. Irregardless, they'll kill anybody who's driving a 4x4 or a pickup in Lebanon. Like, they're committing crimes that they say would justify what Hitler did to the Jews, to say this is what the Jewish state does. And I would argue that that's not what Jewish people do. In fact, they're antithetical to what Jewish scripture teaches.
So what should we do about it?
I say we should take a stand for our fellow men, irrespective of what country they're from, and say free innocent prisoners. If you've got no evidence against these people, they're innocent no matter what religious philosophy you claim they hold. Like they're saying, people in Lebanon, there's a chance that they probably support Hezbollah and these people deserve it because of whatever. We wouldn't say that to Jewish people. We wouldn't say all Jewish people hold the Israeli governmental decisions as their own.
So, that's kind of like saying that all the people in America, we support George Bush and we support what their administration is doing, and that's ludicrous.
You understand exactly what I'm saying. That's excellent. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Is that they're punishing innocent people, and these are what you would refer to as acts of murder when you're killing people.
Of course. Well, this is war. I mean, and I'm not justifying it at all, but this is the same thing that happened to the United States, dropping bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki because those are innocent people and they must support their government, so we should kill them all. I mean, it's just nutty.
Yeah, well, yeah, and in Japan, I mean, I don't want to get us off track, but I mean, in Japan too, they were ready to surrender. Like as you say, those were crimes. But to know that you, as an American citizen, are providing them bunker busters which contain radioactive toxic waste. Which Israel is very happy to get
away.
Well,
me as an American citizen, I try to avoid paying as many federal taxes as possible. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And anyone else that cares about this sort of thing really should try to minimize their federal tax burden. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.